Dear ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the conference call of SNP Schneider Neureither & Partner SE on the acquisition of DataVard. At our customer's request, this conference will be recorded. As a reminder, all participants will be in a listen-only mode. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. If any participant has difficulty seeing the conference, please press star key followed by zero on your telephone for operator assistance. May I now hand you over to Christoph Marx, who will lead you through this conference. Please go ahead.
Yes, thank you, operator. Hello, everybody, and a warm welcome also from my side. Since we published the news on the acquisition of DataVard only a few hours ago and had to schedule this event on a very short notice, we really appreciate your flexibility on joining this call. So thank you very much for that. I think we have some very interesting information to share with you today, and we would like to give you some more insights on the strategic rationale behind this deal and, of course, on DataVard itself. On top of that, we're very happy to introduce our new CEO, Gregor Stöckler, CEO of DataVard, to you, who is also on the line and who will join the board of SNP. Our speakers today, our CEO, Michael Eberhardt, and our CFO, Heiner Dieffenbach, as well as I just mentioned, our COO, Gregor Stöckler, who will guide you through this presentation and will, of course, be available for questions afterwards. This presentation is public on our homepage in the section Investor Relations, where you will find the data for this call. So I think that's probably enough for an introduction. And I think we should directly dive into the topics. And for that purpose, Michael, I would like to hand the word to you.
Christoph, thanks a lot for your introduction and welcome from my side as well. So since we start with an overview about DataVard, I think I would just take the opportunity and use the new responsibility of Gregor Stöckler. He will be our COO, driving, let's say, taking over some of the responsibility on my side and also some of the portfolio responsibility. So therefore, I would say, hey, Gregor, since we talk about your company and why you fit very well to us, I would ask you to give the first overview, and I will focus much more about, okay, why is this deal great for S&P, great for our shareholder, and great for our customers? So Gregor, would you take over from here?
Absolutely. I am switching directly to slide number 3. Thank you, Michael, and thanks, everybody, for joining this call at a very short notice. I will briefly introduce DataVard to you from a solution perspective, but also give a little bit of background on the customer portfolio and the financial structure. DataVard was founded in 1998. We have offices in Germany, the US, Switzerland, Slovakia, and Singapore. Exactly like S&P, the headquarters is here in Heidelberg. In terms of the international footprint of business, we realize about 65% of revenue in the region that we call EMEA, which is Europe, and a third of our revenue in the United States, and we have a very small APJ share of our revenue. Our product portfolio augments S&P's capabilities in the transformation business. We have, over the last 20 years, built our own transformation suite, which is exactly similar in capabilities to S&P's Crystal Bridge, but augment the portfolio in two important areas, data management with our outboard suite, and then in the analytics area with product that we call DataVard Glue. We see ourselves as primarily as a technology company that is focused on data transformation, data management. Our customers are typically SAP customers. That's another similarity to S&P. And our customers include typically some of the largest and most respected companies on the planet. Out of the Fortune 500, more than 50 are our customers. And I think about 15 out of the DAX 30 are our customers right now. Our partner network is fairly international. All the respected players that are named here, some smaller as well, namely Accenture, AppDynamics, that is a part of Cisco, Google, Microsoft, and then, of course, the most important platform player in our business is SAP. Subsequently, I will highlight a little bit about our reference customers. I'm moving to slide number four. This is a small fraction of our customer portfolio, ranging across the globe from any industry. We're typically working with customers in data, what we call data intensive industries, such as retail, such as pharma, chemicals, utilities, and so forth, but also mega brands from automotive or discrete manufacturing are our customers. And as you can see here, there's no real geographic focus and certainly not a big industry focus in our customer landscape. I will move on to slide number four so you understand the growth story behind DataVart. We have been awarded several times for the growth, especially beginning of the 2010s. We have achieved so far a compound average growth rate of 23.1%. It's an achievement I'm very proud of course. And even under Corona, we have managed to grow the business only slightly, yes, but we have achieved quite a good growth so far. As some of you have probably seen from the press release, we forecast to close the year at around 21 million euros in turnover. So 2021 has been treating us fairly well. So far, we have achieved a high growth that is fueled especially in the EMEA region, but also we see a good pickup in the North American market as well. With that, I do hand over to Heiner.
I can cover it. This is data. DataVart has grown significantly in the software segment, as you can see on page number six, where above 60% is services, and from 35% up to 40%. And Gregor, I guess there will be a bigger portion even for 2021 in the software arena. And therefore, it's a good fit to SNP because we are also growing in the software area from a third up to 35%, and then hopefully this year even a little bit more. So having explained this, I think it's also important how we do integrate what is a perfect match between DataVart and SNP. So on page number seven, you can see the headcount split by functions of SNP and DataVart. SNP currently, we do have 1,463 employees, and DataVart brings 170 employees to the table, and the fit is absolutely perfect because 120 out of this is really based in Slovakia and pretty much focused on R&D and services, so we can we expect that they bring a positive momentum to our R&D and our business consultants. And then there are only a little number of admin people and really strong sales and marketing organization. And we can, if you see the regional splits, you can imagine that the integration should be finished by the end of the fiscal year. That is our plan. And we do have, beside Slovakia, 30 people here in Heidelberg. Of course, it's the head office. And then in the U.S., in Switzerland, and in Singapore. And we expect really a positive momentum also in the regions where small number of headcounts come over to the SNP organization. Having said this, I guess I hand over back to Michael.
Yeah, thanks, Heiner. So if I go to page numbers nine, this is the rationale why this acquisition makes a lot of sense for us and also for DataVart and our shareholders. You see, with this acquisition, we will get close to our target to be the market leader for a platform-driven data transformation data and analytics services around SAP applications. When you look to when Gregor introduced the logos, the customer logos, we share a lot of logos together. So when you look at ABB or the BP or others, we do a lot of data transformation on the S&P side. But then we left the customer, and Gregor and DataWart was taking over to do the data archiving and the decommissioning and data management kind of thing. So that means also from a customer, let's say, point of view, you could see that there's a lot of synergies in how we serve our customer going forward. That means this is point number two. On the sales side, we will have a huge opportunity to really drive additional synergies by expanding and challenging our land and expand strategy. To S&P, we in the last 2 years, we focused very much on moving more business towards software-based transformation. The second part was to get more recurring revenue, and the third part was to get our time we spend on the customer side, to get this extended, to be longer on the customer side, to move from a project kind of business to a platform kind of business, from a let's say project license deal to a program license deal, or even better, to an enterprise platform agreement, which we sell to big companies like VW, BMW, ABB, and others. This will give us the opportunity to be on the customer side, let's say, for 4, 5, 6 years, and getting, let's say, all the customers building up his own employees as a center of excellence or partner doing this for the customer, but they are using our software platform. And this software platform now is enriched partly in the transformation area. I would say transformation area, the data transformation part was, I would say, we are the Champions League player here in this area, but there are a couple of functionalities, a couple of add-ons from the DataWart part, which we can totally integrate. When we come to the data management part, I would say it's more the way all the way around. It's DataWart will take over the leadership in terms of they contribute maybe even more solutions, better solutions compared to what we have, and we can add this to our Crystal Bridge platform so that we are now managing data transformation and data management. And then on the analytics part, when it comes to, let's say, starting with the underlying even transformation part, we used DataWart in a couple of opportunities for our customers. When the customer has had B-side, the ERP part, also the BV for HANA or S4 embedded analytics focus in the transformation area, we used DataWart as a subcontractor delivering this service for us. This is now all embedded. That means together we have now a real end-to-end data transformation platform which we can offer to our customers. And this with the opportunity to talk with our customers about enterprise platform agreements, this will give us a totally new competitive advantage on our customer side. The new software and the service will be integrated in our Crystal Bridge. Crystal Bridge will be, let's say, our underlying platform. We will define the platform, the content of the platform, and the further development together, let's say, under the new condition that we are much broader, but still focusing fully on the data transformation, data management, and analytics area. That means we are still not focusing on business transformation, this kind of things. Our passion is data, everything around data, but now extended from a service probability and from our portfolio, which we can offer to our customer. We get these highly skilled developers, roughly 50 people additional in Bratislava on the development side, and also something like 50, 60 people on the service side also in Bratislava, which helps us to really accelerate our industrialization of our services. And we presented this several times to you. One part is when we look going forward, we develop more and more to a data solution company with a strong software and a strong service business. We then look for, let's say, getting longer on the customer side through the platform, and then deliver the service remotely in a kind of we named it Digital Transformation Center, and DataWart delivered all the services out of Bratislava. Even for their customer in the US or customer in Singapore, they delivered the services remotely from Bratislava. That means also here we have great synergies. And then some of the solutions we get through DataWatt, like this Act Dynamics SAP operational software, which is a full software as a service kind of service. We get additional recurring revenue on the software platform, which is really helping us to get our revenue stream recurring and to get to a higher profit contribution going forward. So if you go to page number 10, this is now what I just said. Okay, our foundation is the let's say the data transformation part. Together with DataWatt, we have now the data management and the data governance part, master data governance. This kind of service is fully aligned, and I think there is no other competitor in the market with such a good end-to-end portfolio around the data foundation. And then, as Gregor said before, he started to build up a really couple of very good use cases, customer cases in the analytics area, which we will use going forward as our, let's say, innovation part to really help the customer to get the right information out of his data. So if you go to page number 11, you see how this aligns. The green plus is what DataWatt will contribute. You see this is very much, let's say, in the data management area, but also partly in the data transformation area. There is a plus missing because the data warehouse should be a total plus from DataWatt. You see it, the second box under data management from the right side. Data warehouse is the core, is one of the core competence from DataWatt what we get through this acquisition. So that's really great. And when you go to page number 12, you see that I would say there are a couple of, let me start on the right side, there are a couple of cost synergies, but like optimization of office space. We are here in Heidelberg. I think the lease contract will finish in 12 months or something like this from DataWatt. And we are just, let's say, living next to each other. I think it's less than 500 meter distance. So the people will move to our offices. We can take R&D resources away where we have, let's say, similar solutions and focus the R&D resources on additional innovation. This gives us a higher business outcome and create opportunities for upsell. I would say here we say no personal measures planned since DAF will support further growth. I would say there are maybe very limited personal measures because our focus is very much on the top line, but for sure our focus is on growing in a profitable way. So that means we will always focus on the top line, but also on the bottom line at the same time. So there will be maybe a couple of personal measures, but not significant. This is not the area where we can win the race. We need to look at the left side. The left side is the sales-driven synergies. I think very much depending on the value chain extension. And when you look, for example, just an example, when you do an S4 transformation, there's at least in all of the cases, there will be an archiving program. Maybe the customer has already an archiving provider. Then we can look if this archiving provider is, let's say, competitive compared to what we have. And what I learned from Gregor and DataWatt is they deliver, for example, compared to OpenText, they deliver very similar services in some areas, even better when it comes to SAP, to a much better price point for the customer. So we can also attack some of the competitors to get the business moved to S&P going forward. And by the way, this is very often when Gregor gets in after we have done the data transformation part, he's leading up the customer in decommissioning and archiving because we just didn't sell this to the customer in the history. We had a partner, but the partnership was very complicated. And I think this is now something, if this is integrated in our portfolio, we need to make this happen, that we control the share of wallet in our key accounts, at least in our key accounts. Then when we go to the bottom, the analytics, S4HANA, BV4HANA, you will see a lot of changes here. The total picture around analytics, I think, will change. When the customers are moving from ECC to S4, they will still have a BV. They may use the BV for HANA in the future or S4 embedded analytics on the one side, but they also may use other data lakes and tools like Microsoft Power BI and so on going forward. And this is exactly what DataVart started to focus on, to be, let's say, still SAP focused, but not SAP blind in this analytics area. And this is one part there. I see a huge advantage going forward that we have now the capability to talk with the customer about getting the data right. But then the second step would be get the right information out of the data. And if we combine this, I think at least in this around SAP, we should be unbeatable in this environment. So this is the rationale behind this. I know. I think now I give it back to you again for page number 14.
Yeah, it's about the acquisition and how we're going to finance it. So first of all, the acquisition will be effective 1st of August, so which is, I think, Saturday. And we have two financing components. One is cash, so two-thirds will be paid in cash. I know that we in the past told here to you that we will finance the entire acquisitions by cash. But here in this specific case, when we had our discussions, suddenly came up the idea that the entire management, the three founders and the management of DataVart would like to join SAP and also show and demonstrate their commitment that they're going to get shares. And of course, we do not have so many shares, so therefore we will make a capital increase. And I think it's really a strong commitment by the three that they offered 36 months lockup for their shares. So this means or shows and demonstrates that they are believe in the joint story on one hand side, and that they believe strongly that we will create a great success story. So it is a dilution of 2.3%. Yes, of course, but from our perspective, we thought it's worse. So we will end up with 7,385,86 shares in total. Having said this, should I give back to you, Michael?
You can do this. Just do it.
Yeah. So having Gregor on board, of course, will change as a so-called Geschäftsführende Direktor, will change the work load we are sharing. So Gregor will take over region responsibilities for the U.S. and also for U.K. and Ireland, where Michael will keep the responsibilities for Central Europe, LATAM, and JPEC. And Gregor also brings a lot of experience round about the marketing area. So he'll take over responsibility for marketing. And then from a business perspective, and also very important from a perspective how we develop the new joint SNP into attractive market areas, Gregor will take over analytics, platform strategy, and the relationship to technology partners. I think I take care of today of the headquarter support functions, and Michael also, besides that, takes care of service, R&D, and, of course, communication. So I think we'll now finish with our presentation, and we can start with questions.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you have a question for our speakers, please dial 01 on your telephone keypad now to enter the queue. Once your name has been announced, you can ask a question. If you find your question is answered before it is your turn to speak, you can dial 02 to cancel your question. If you're using speaker equipment today, please lift the handset before making your selection. One moment, please, for the first question. And the first question is from Gerhard Agunis, Berenberg. Your line is now open.
Yeah, good afternoon. I have two questions, please. You stated that last year DataVart made about 1 million EBIT. I assume that was a little bit impacted by COVID. Could you tell us a 2021 expected or normalized profitability of DataVart, excluding any synergies? And the second question is, can you just give us a little bit more detail again about what are the main features that Crystal Bridge was not or is not able to offer, and DataVart can in terms of software. So I understand archiving is a big aspect. What else is there that, that you can integrate maybe into Crystal Bridge?
Okay. Yeah. Thanks a lot. So I will start, and Gregor and Heiner, you step in if you have additional information. So when we looked at this acquisition, I think Gregor also announced this a couple of weeks ago in the public. The expectation is for 2021 that they drive something like 21 million revenue and a double digital EBIT contribution. So let's assume if this would be just 10%, it would be 2.1 million, but it could be also a little bit of an upside. So the profitability, and this is without any synergies. This is just standalone as a DataVart operation. When you look to the platform, it's so we have some let's say features on the data transformation area. This is, I think, what where I will not focus too much because, but there is a couple of things. For example, when it comes to our analytic our analyze phase, there is a very interesting functionality which we can integrate in our analyze phase to so that we get more information. In front of the customer, something we did not deliver in the history. But on the data management side, you see the bigger outcome. Data management side, for example, we have we both have solutions around test data organizer, but we are very much tailored around pure SAP. And with DataVart, we get we get test data which are coming from the outside, from the BV environment, for example, outside of the ERP part. Which we can use as a more intensive test data picture when the customer is, let's say, not asking us only to do the transformation around SAP ERP, but also some SAP business application. Quality data quality is when it comes to when you do, let's say, for example, business partner harmonization, how do you get duplicates out? This kind of things. There's a fully automated solution. On the DataVart side, which we have something, but it's not competitive compared to what DataVart is offering here. Decommissioning is a very very important part. Gregor, maybe you just give an example here, and for the archiving, I think you have also a couple of very good examples. Gregor.
Yeah, thank you very much. I think these are really two essential things because during the journey to SAP S/4HANA, this is very important. I think the cost for data is rising significantly, and hence what we are doing is we're pushing out less used data / completely unused data to an archive system that we host on any of the large hyperscaler storage infrastructure, namely Azure, Google, Amazon, and so forth. This reducing costs significantly, usually in the order of magnitude of 90%+. Hence, this is a significant sales play towards the partner, which is the hyperscaler, but also towards the customer. And decommissioning, in the contrary, is basically taking old legacy information. Simple example, I don't know if any of you still recalls the days when SAP sold R2, which did basically completely archive the data out of Dow Chemical's R2 system, which was up and until now completely live and running after having been invented in the 70s. That's an achievement, I would say. And that's also a pure TCO game, but of course with increased restrictions around legal hold and compliance and regulatory requirements.
Thank you.
The next question is from Bernd Laux, Blackwall Capital. Your line is now open.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Thank you for taking my question. The first one is regarding the feedback. I would like to know what has been the reaction of your key partners, such as Accenture or SAP, on the idea of combining the two companies by way of acquisition. Have you got any customer feedback? And the second question is regarding the product integration. Do you have an idea how long does it take to combine the features or the functionalities of DataVart and the S&P Crystal Bridge to make this a seamless one platform, one solution for the customers and for the salespeople to market to the customers? Thank you.
Very good question, Mr. Logs. Thanks a lot for that. The first one, I think, is I had a discussion this morning or this afternoon with Accenture personally, and let me say this way: they are totally positive because it's now offering them a one-stop shopping on the one side. So they believe also the strengths on both companies get this combined on one platform is a huge advantage to get the people, let's say, better skilled getting a unified end-to-end solution. So that's the positive part. On the other side, they said, okay, yep, now we lost a little bit of a competitive, let's say, advantage to be partnered on both sides because we could play between DataWatt and S&P in some areas. Honestly, I think they did it sometimes, but not so much. But for sure, when you look to this selective data transformation campaign in SAP, DataWatt and S&P were the two partners which have a real platform. All the other ones have optimized services with tools or something like this, but not a real platform or a real software. So this is a positive and a negative part. But in total, Accenture gave me a total positive feedback. They liked it very much. With SAP, we are in very good discussions. I think at the end, they know that having 4, 5, 6 providers for the same services is maybe not as good compared to having one very strong provider and unify this better with this one strong provider. So I personally believe we have very good conversations right now with SAP. And this, for me, this will give us more power in front of SAP because now they need to see us as a real serious partner for this data transformation area. I pause here. Gregor, would you like to add something or Heiner?
I had the same reaction here. Basically, I can only echo what Michael was saying. I got extremely positive feedback from Microsoft, both corporate as well as regionally. I think it's not a secret that many of the large players wish to consolidate the vendor landscape, and hence it will only be good news. We got the same feedback from our single biggest customer, Nestlé. They appreciate a consolidation in vendor landscape, of course.
Heiner here. I guess I would like to add some more feedback. It's Mr. Laux is round about our employees. They gave us, we just had a call with the global or entire employees, and they gave us really positive feedback. They are delighted by the idea that we're going to work together now.
Thank you.
Okay, then on the product side, so Greg and myself, we are totally aligned, and Heiner as well. So we are totally aligned that we will do, let's say, a one unified product management or solution management and software development center. So this will be, the plan is to get this fully integrated latest by the end of this year. So that's part number one. Part number two is we would like to get all the products unified as fast as possible. But there are, let's say, always a couple of exceptions. So that means our plan is to unify this, let's say, to an 80-90% degree by the end of this year, but there will be a couple of exceptions. For example, Gregor made a couple of deals. I take DM, for example, where he's just sold the platform of DataWatt in a strategic manner to this customer. So we need to have for a couple of customers, we need to have a clear customer planning and discussion. How do we approach the customer to support our strategy to unify the platforms to one platform going forward? So how can we sell it? What is the advantage of the customer when he just spent money to educate people and to invest in this platform, maybe to build up a center of excellence? So this means this is not too much, but there are a couple of cases which we need to look at. Our aim is, that at least my aim, that after 18 months, we have no product anymore which is in competition to another product in our own organization. And I think that's reasonable compared to when I look to the overlaps what we had, but also to the add-ons. So the add-ons in this deal are much bigger compared to the real overlaps. The big challenge for us is internally to really deal consequently with the better product should survive in each single case. And then we will have for sure some, let's say, additional work to do to get a unified customer experience so that the customer recognizes at the end, let's say after 18 months, the customer should not recognize that this is a former DataWart product and this is a former S&P product, but it should be one user experience. So that is something which is maybe takes longer than 6 months. I think this would be too aggressive to say we can do this everything by the end of this year, but middle of next year, latest by the end of next year, this should be fully done.
Okay, thank you.
The next question is from Holger Schmidt, Metzler Capital Markets. Your line is now open.
Yeah, hi, good afternoon, everyone. So the first question is on the EBIT impact in 2023, where you guide towards around 3 million. How much of this 3 million do you expect to come from sales synergies, and how much do you expect to come from cost synergies? That's the first question. The second question is with regard to the order book of DataWart. What amount of order book will DataWart bring into the new and combined company? And the third question is around your combined market share. Could you give us an indication of your combined market share and who are your biggest and strongest competitors?
Okay, Heiner, would you like to start with the synergies?
Yeah, the synergies are pretty much half of it. Yeah, so of course we will invest also in the integration, but we will cover costs related to the integration budget by the synergies from the first day on, and then we see on a recurring base a 3 million or even better than 3 million improvement. Half of it costs and the other half is in the on the revenue side.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thanks a lot. Let's go to the third question, and then we go later to the second question, because you need to repeat this once more. I forgot it. The third question, I think, is the market share part is always a difficult one, because when you look to, let's say, when we bring it down to, let's start from a selective data transformation area. So in total, Gregor, and please keep me honest here with your experience, we do 150 million revenue as S&P, for example. Let's say out of this 150, 110 are really, let's say, selective data transformation. So our revenue in this specific area is 110 million. Gregor is doing 20 million, so then we are on 100, let's say, 130 million together. Natuvion and CBS is doing maybe 20 million, 50 million, something like this, and Natuvion is doing the same size. So 30 million are coming from the other two providers. That means when we just focus on what is SAP telling as a selective data transformation campaign, we do 130 to 30 million. But this is not our real competition, to be very honest. Our real competition is SAP itself, themselves, and also, let's say, the traditional system integrator when they do a labor arbitrage kind of model. So I personally, it would be a guessing to say, hey, we have together, we have about 5% market share. And if I would say, then this is maybe true when we talk about, let's say, Central Europe. But when we go to the U.S., we do something like 14 million in the U.S., and DataWart is doing 6 million in the U.S., so together we are now 20 million. I think the market is significantly bigger. So I guess we have maybe a percent or something like this in the market share kind of view. So, Gregor, I don't know if you have more precise number, but we had always a lot of difficulties to get a real, let's say, market share consideration. Mm-hmm. What I can tell you for sure is the market is not our problem. The market is huge, and I think there's huge opportunities going forward in the next 5-6 years.
Yeah, I could only contribute, let's say, scientific guesswork here as well. I think in the niche that you mentioned, Michael, it's fair to assume that the market share is around 50%. We are the combined clear number one, and the number two is very far ahead, very far away. Sorry. The name of the game that we understand and we agreed upon is we want to extend the playing field. We want to reach to new markets such as data management, such as analytics services, which are then multi-billion-dollar markets annually. where even with a significant growth, our market share would not be measurable. But given the great penetration on the customer side, we are clearly invited to the party and extend share of wallet, which is, as you see from Heiner's calculation of the benefits, this is where the lion's share of the benefits will come from, economically speaking. And that is what fuels the passion and the ambition, of course, both internally as well as on the ecosystem and the partner side. I want to comment real quick also on the order book, if that's fine. And please bear with me because we measure differently than S&P does. I still need to get used to the metric. For the first half year in 2021, our order entry has been 15.8 million versus 9.8 million revenue. Now, please, you need to be patient with me here. We are not following international accounting standards. This is HGB. So this may not compare well to the S&P figures, but just to give you an impression, we are constantly at a book-to-bill ratio of above 1.3, which we consider to be the gold standard in our industry.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, thank you. And then maybe a follow-on question. I know it's rather early. Any indication with regard to the first consolidation impact and also PPA for next year?
Yeah, sorry, Mr. Schmidt, it's too early. We do need to set up, and this will take some time because it's not so easy to calculate. So purchase price accounting, we will see by end of Q3.
Okay, thank you.
The next question is from Wolfgang Specht, Berenberg. Your line is now open.
Yes, hello, good afternoon. Two add-on questions from my side. First, on the integration, do you expect or do you fear that some of the integration work that that should start soon will slow down a little bit pitching for new projects in the second half of this year? And the second question on guidance, do you believe you can or will have to adjust your full year guidance, let's say, following the first integration steps, or would it remain as it is?
So let me start with, and Heiner, you can step in if you have a different opinion. So we will announce on the 10th of August, we will announce our second quarter performance, and with that, I think we will come out with an let's say slightly adapted guidance because we have let's say the acquisition done of EXA, and now we have DataWart 5 months in our book. So this will for sure influence positively our guidance. At the same time, you know that later this year we will also hopefully announce finally that we sell off our Polish business to All for One. That means there is some movements, let's say new business coming in, but also some business going out. But in total, I think there will be a final statement around our Q2 announcement. That's this part. From an integration point of view, Heiner just mentioned this call with the employees and with the management team. We made it very clear integration is important. But when you look to, I give you just a couple of examples. The integration in the U.S., it's 15 people to something like 50 people. So we have 50 people as S&P and we have 15 people as DataWatch. This integration, and it's very close that we have both business in Texas, around Dallas area. This integration is easy to do. So it's primarily sales and pre-sales and a little bit of an overhead, this kind of thing. So that's not a big thing. Then we have a couple of people in Singapore, similar game, easy to integrate. Delivery part, we will add the 50 people from DataWart to our the global delivery organization, which is led by Michael Dirks. I think not a big thing. The biggest challenge from an integration point of view is Central Europe on the one side, to get the sales team up and running in the right way. But I think when we look at, let's say, for example, in Switzerland, as DataWart is much stronger than we are, and in Germany and Austria, we are much stronger than DataWart. That means the integration is also, in this case, not too difficult. The difficult part is, let's say, for the next 6 months, 12 months, we may have, let's say, 20, 25 customer opportunities where we are competing against each other. This is something which we need to drive now, take this and look at these, each of these customer, and how do we move forward? Do we go, let's say, still for competition? Do we do we reach out to the customer to explain the situation and find a solution how to do that? That is something which takes time, but also increase our win ratio because we get extra time in front of the customer. And then I think the biggest challenge is on my side, where I need the support, and I'm totally aligned closely with Gregor, is about the software development and the product management part, where we have 50 people in Slovakia, which is great, and we have roughly 120 people on our side. We need to drive, let's say, we need to get to a new organizational model. We're still, let's say, for sure, outcome-driven, scrum-oriented, let's say, so that we really have a very agile organization on the one side, but we need to mix this in a different way so that at the end it will be really a fully integrated S&P department and not, let's say, an optimized DataWart department and optimized S&P department. So, but this is something which is, let's say, not totally influencing the sales and the order entry and the customer focus at that point of time. We made it very clear. Number one is customer focus. It's all about customer. I think we have much more chances than risk for the second half year with all this upselling and cross-selling, what we can start immediately. And the feedback we received from the team was really outstanding. They are really, let's say, they look forward to get in front of the customer with the extended portfolio.
Okay, thanks a lot.
The next question is from Johannes Rees, Arps Capital. Your line is now open.
Yes, good afternoon. Maybe two follow-on questions from my side. So first, regarding the partnerships, DataWart has also, for example, Accenture, Google, and Microsoft, which are also S&P partners. How much maybe you're going with partners now in discussions or negotiations to find a combined partnership solution? Because maybe you have negotiated different conditions and go maybe a way to work together, how much this will also be unified and how fast. And the second, for me, very crucial and important question, I'm not the only one, a little bit disappointed that SAP, and together with RISE with SAP, has not highlighted more to work with you together, because to my understanding, and I think I'm not totally wrong, you are the first step to make RISE with SAP a real success. And you're working with one or other partner in this concept on SAP, but now together you are even more important and maybe more crucial. Is it now the chance or maybe the opportunity to go in further discussions and maybe knock again on the door of SAP and talk with the guys with like Mr. Sauer, as you had in the past discussed, maybe to more push maybe them to even a closer cooperation, maybe closer cooperation with you, more even setting on your tools to make RISE with SAP a success and bring the customer faster in the situation, yes, to install S4HANA and then the SAP to upsell on this.
Very good question. Let me start with this one. And with Gregor, we have now an SAP child in the organization. And with our new supervisory board, Mr. Heinrich and Mr. Professor Hütten, they are all coming from S&P, mm-hmm. From SAP. Mm-hmm. So the next week on Monday, we have an appointment with Mr. Sauer Essig. There are ongoing discussions, and I think yes, this is one of the big focus area to get let's say the right visibility and the right partnership done with SAP. And this DataWart acquisition will for sure help here. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So and this is for me, let's say, if this is for me a make or break part. If we get this partnership, let's say where it should be, I think you would see a totally different performance of S&P going forward. So this is the next big target which we need to achieve together. And Gregor, with his history, his relationship, and also the support of Mr. Heinrich and Mr. Hütten, this will help us to get at least, let's say, the best what we can achieve at that point of time. And I see already let's say, a much more positive momentum on the SAP side.
Absolutely, and just to second what Michael just said, we are in the process, and when I say we, the combined entity SNP is in the process of getting certified for SAP RISE. Mm-hmm. We are working with three customers currently, active engagements that will migrate onto SAP RISE. So I think we had your question in mind already before we prepared for the integration discussion. and I think it will not be for long that we will be able to announce the first successes here. Your question indicates you are intimately familiar with what's going on in the market. Not many partners are bullish about SAP RISE. This is not true for us. SNP overall is extremely bullish about the program because it helps the adoption of cloud, and we will always benefit by the adoption of new technology, because that is ultimately our business, to transform from old to new. And hence, we will for sure see also economic impact within the next 12 months.
Yep. And then on the other partnership, if you look to, let's just take Microsoft as an example. Gregor's partnership with Microsoft is very much around this analytics part when it comes to BV4HANA and this kind of things, and then Power BI in this area. Our partnership with Microsoft is very much about the hyperscaler partnership, which is this our automated move for Microsoft Azure, for example. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So Microsoft has now one new partner which can offer a much broader service. This should make our life easier and the life of Microsoft also easier. The same is with Accenture. When you look to Accenture, we both are, let's say, we both have our specialized teams. We do, let's say, business in different accounts together, but now they have one unified partner which can deliver an end-to-end service around data transformation. I just had, when I talked with Accenture this afternoon, I did not talk to the SAP guy, which I can do, but I did not reach out to Dirk Abloff. I reached out to a guy, his name is Stefan Smolka, and he is in charge for the Microsoft practice, and this was all about, okay, how do you see this this new, let's say, our acquisition? Give me your feedback about, okay, what would be the, what can we do different now for your respective, let's say, responsibility? And he is in charge for roughly $1 billion of business, and he said, hey, this is outstanding. This is really helping us significantly, because when we move customer to the cloud, we look for the value. What kind of value can we generate for the customer? Let's say, on the cost side, but also on the innovation side. So, and when we get now a provider who can help us to do several steps at the same time, to do a lift, not only a lift and shift, but really to get an optimized move, maybe offering some more additional analytic services based on Microsoft technology, this would be a huge advantage. This is something that we can do now. So I would say on the partner side, I would not see any risk at all, because we have very limited overlaps. We have sometimes the same partner, but in totally different corners.
Super.
Yeah.
Thanks.
The next question is from Lukas Bankis Capital. Your line is now open.
Yes. Hi, good afternoon, gentlemen. One follow-up on the customer topic. You said the customers are very important. So if you look at the customer base of DataWatt, can you give us a rough number of percentage of customers you didn't have on your list right now?
You mean numbers-wise or volume-wise?
Number you have on your list.
When you look to the logos of what Gregor provided, we would have, I would say, 40% of the customers which he provides on his logo list, you will also find on our homepage. So take Kellogg's, take the Walmart, take British BP, take ABB, take Fresenius, take there are others. But the content, what we do is, these are not customers which are, most of the customers are doing the data transformation part with us, but all the data management and the archiving part and the decommissioning part with DataWatt. So that means the good thing is now for this customers, he gets now a one-stop shopping. And for us, we can do with less cost the same amount of revenue, because we do not need to have two people or three people in front of the customer, but we can do it by one unified, let's say, account management, for example. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it is not like it, I think maybe there's a couple of customers which do sometimes a project with DataVart on the data transformation, then they move to us again. But Gregor, I would say this is very limited, or?
Yeah.
So it's really more about the customer decided exactly the direction we just announced, because they used DataVart with their strengths and they used S&P with our strengths. And yeah, if you combine this now, it would be, I would be surprised if customers are not they would laugh it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. And then again,
Lucas,
on the
Lucas, just shortly, we come a little close to the end. Maybe a short question. Management has to run, I think.
Yes, sure. Just one question on the synergy effects or the 3 million. What do you think? When do the synergies kick in at the first time? Is it in 2022 the first, or do you see also first synergies at the end of the year?
Should I take over, Michael?
Yes, good.
Yeah. So first of all, we expect the synergies or some of the synergies immediately. But as I said before, we will spend the money for the integration budget. So we expect the first bigger portion in 2022 and then a full blown in 2023.
Okay, great. Thanks.
So I think we have come to the end of the time frame of the call. Any Heiner, Michael, Gregor, any closing remarks from your side?
I can only say this is really a good day for us. It's a good day for our customers. It's a good day for our partners. It's a good day for you as our investors. We also have, let's say, a very good agreement in how we will do the integration. We really forced our team to drive this as a one S&P story going forward. So I believe this is a really good strategic move for us towards getting the leader in data transformation, data management, analytics based on our platform, getting, let's say, accelerated growth, getting some additional very good skills from the DataVart organization. So I'm really proud, and I'm also proud to have Gregor as our colleague on the management board. So, yep, we need your support here. Focus on, I look at us, give us, let's say, your advice from, let's say, doing this kind of calls. But I think this is really the next good move towards a great future for S&P.
That sounds very good. Unfortunately, we have come to the end. If you find out that you still have questions that are left unanswered, just refer to Investor Relations and we take care of anything that you might have. So that being said, I thank you again for your flexibility in joining the call. Next scheduled call will then be the Q2 call in August, 10th of August. Until that, stay healthy and goodbye.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for your attendance. This call has been concluded. You may disconnect.
All right.